And let's see. What else is going on? The big fatty took our clips from the last show.
That bastard. The hot, big, fatty bastard.
I would lick his balls. And played them on his show. So if anyone hasn't... If you're a regular podcast listener and you just like, you know, like 20 minutes to half an hour of fun every weekday, go over and check out the Big Fatty online. We love the Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. And he also does Little Fatty Cast.
Huh? Is he doing that still?
Larkin was
explaining. I thought they brought it back,
to me,
but yeah, I don't know.
Larkin is my teacher.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty is my teacher.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 3590 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 9th of November, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you all about the weekend and my day here in Fat Acres, Big Fatty. Hello, standard timers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you stand to time us today, because y'all, we have indeed returned to standard time. I hope you move your clocks back on Saturday night before retiring. Big Fatty, you've been retired for 3 years. Well, no, I meant retiring as in going to bed. Oh, never mind. Y'all, you know, The old gal and I, we love the standard time. Big Fatty, if you've told us once, you've told us 100 times. In fact, you've spent that hour that we saved telling us how much you love that hour we saved. Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Listen, y'all, today, the 9th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, we have not one, not two, but three exitings of the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, I met him at the very first Pride 48. Y'all used to be an active participant in the different... little shows. Y'all, in fact, he earned the nickname of my grandson. Y'all, I am talking about none other than Stephen in Wisconsin. Big Fatty, we love Stephen in Wisconsin, or wherever the hell he is now. Y'all, I think he's gone into witness protection. I don't know. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he is the co-host of the big gay sex show, the Daddy Years. Y'all, it is the one and only Ouija. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Ouija. Y'all, and you know, many people say, oh, I could just listen to Ouija read the phone book. Big Fatty, can he read Pwn? That'd be better. And y'all met Ouija a couple of times at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. And y'all, just lovely. Just a lovely person. And yes, Big Fatty, and quite the looker he is indeed. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, it's one day after his husband, Karl Lagerfeld's celebration of exiting the birth canal yesterday. Y'all, I've met him many times at the G'day's down there in the Flow Rider. Y'all always used to come to Vodka Fest. And y'all, he's been calling in to the little show here lately. Y'all, he's gone. He was on hiatus there for a long, long time. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Guru Nudie from Tampa. Big Fatty, we love Guru Nudie from Tampa. It's true, we do. So, y'all, if you see Steven from Wisconsin, or Ouija, or Guru Nudie from Tampa. Wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yeah, I see y'all, I finished yesterday, only getting through about half the weekend, so I'm just gonna pick up, Big Fatty, I'm gonna pick up, where we left off, and, y'all, that was on, I think I'd finished talking about Saturday, but y'all, I did forget to mention about Falling Back. Y'all, by the way, did you look at the brand new show art on the Friday little show? Y'all, one moment, please. Hot tea. And y'all move the clocks back on Saturday afternoon. Y'all, there are four, one, two, three, four. There are five clocks that I have to move back that don't automatically move back. That's the microwave, the oven. Used to be the coffee maker, but it doesn't have to have a clock on it because, you know, it doesn't come on automatically anymore. The guest room, alarm clock, and the Dr. Stone's favorite wall clock, you know, the wall clock in the guest room that doesn't have the second hand but sounds like it does. And y'all, then the fifth one is in Ruby Red. Y'all, I'm real surprised Ruby Red doesn't automatically update the time. But y'all, and you know, then I have a clock in the family room here at the villa, and y'all, it's supposed to automatically update. Y'all, it's been a little wonky here lately. It just stopped altogether, and then it was off by a bit. So y'all, and I changed I thought maybe it was the battery or whatever, but y'all, I finally just had to manually set it, and you know, then I said, well, we'll see if it's worked itself out Saturday night and fallen back. Y'all, it didn't fall back, so I had to the clock here in the studio that my mother had that says, oh, it's Monday afternoon at 4:55 p.m. November 8, 2021. Oh, yes, Big Betty, the old person clock. It's true. Because, y'all, you know, at 5:30 p.m., y'all, it could be 5:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. It'll all look the same. And anyway, so I had to set all those back, and you know that takes about an hour to do that. So there's the hour that you pick up that you just lost it. And anyway, y'all, I got up on Sunday morning, I had my coffee and read the paper. Y'all, I couldn't get the big five puzzle Sudoku. Y'all, I got the one on Saturday, though. It was the level 5 one, y'all, and I got it. Got it! Yes, Big Betty! And then did my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was so nice, especially having not been able to get out on Saturday because, y'all, it was just rain. It literally rained all day long. Big Betty, you know the old gal would have loved that. Well, you know, it never rains on the surface of the sun. But anyway, y'all, I did the morning nipple walk, and on Sunday, y'all came back, and y'all, Olive has, I think I've mentioned that he has this group of of y'all. It reminds me of the Music Man and this.
Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 cheep.
Professor. Dear, that's it, y'all. It's like there were 1, 2, 3. And sometimes faux older ladies and Olive, that they are good friends. They've been friends for years, and y'all, they've I've had dinner with several of them, and I went to Olive's special presentation with some others, and y'all, they've just invited me into the group. Oh yes, they, Big Fatty, they love a boisterous old hen. Anyway, and Big Fatty, I meant rooster. They like your cockle doodle doo. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. Y'all, they invited me, to go to the, what is it called? The Carolina Yacht Club. Oh, Big Fatty's fancy pants. Y'all, went down there, met them down there. Y'all had to wear a coat and tie. And, y'all, but I'd only been there once before, and y'all, I couldn't figure out how to get into the place. So I had to ask the guard at the gate, and, y'all, I couldn't figure it out. But, it was fairly simple. Y'all, they had gates up that if you, that it looked like it was closing off the parking area, but as you got close to it, they automatically opened. So it was one of those kind of things. But we had a lovely, y'all, they had a Bloody Mary bar. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty likes the Tanqueray and tonic, but y'all, when there's a good Bloody Mary bar, I'm probably gonna do it, especially if they've got the zing zang mix. Now, y'all, I can't stand the tomato juice, but the zing zang, y'all, it is good. And you know, Durwood makes a mighty fine Cajun Mary, B. Fatty. Y'all, they had the buffet. On the Bloody Mary buffet, they had, you know, they poured the liquor in the glass for you. Y'all, there's no cash. We just went up and says, oh yes, we're with Mrs. Olive's friend, Olive's friend, Mrs. So-and-so, and her number is 0812. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, they just make a note of it, and it's part of her charger plate account, I guess. But anyway, y'all, it was just lovely that she treated. And but y'all, the Bloody Mary bar, y'all, it had bacon, it had olives, it had cocktail onions, horseradish, all kind of hot sauces. It had okra and pickerels and lemons and limes, and I know there's other things that I'm forgetting, there must have been 20 different things you could have put into your Bloody Mary, and y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, he poured so much liquor in it, though, I had to go back and add Zing Zang twice to it, y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely, and y'all, the buffet had all kinds of stuff. They had a soup and different solids and the deviled eggs. Big Fatty, who eats something coming out of a chicken's butt? It wasn't me. And what else did they have? They had waffles and bacon and shrimp and grits, and they had a giant boiled shrimp, peel and eat shrimp, and they had baked macaroni and cheese. It was delicious. And rice and gravy and grilled vegetables. And seems like there was other stuff too, but I can't remember. Oh, and they had a carving station of the roast beast. And then for dessert, y'all, they had bread pudding and peppermint ice cream with a warm chocolate sauce that you could pour over it, and these little tartlets of like cheesecake tartlets that, y'all, they were just delicious. And y'all, needless to say, the ladies enjoyed their cocktails. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, after that was over, I came back home and got ready to record the little fatty cast with old Veda. And y'all before that, young Nicholas came by, and y'all, we started doing some of the outdoor decorations here at the villa, and we hung up those new kind of starburst things that that you click on, and with the they run on the batteries, and y'all, they look real nice. We also put up the new giant, you know, like the old-fashioned crema tree bulbs. They're probably about a foot tall. Y'all, we put those out in front of the main, where the main bushes are. And y'all tried to get, young Nicholas tried to help me get one of the lights on the big tree out in front of the villa is not working, and we tried to see if we could get it fixed, but y'all, I think I'm going to have to pay an electrician, Big Fatty, you cheap ass, and see if I can get that fixed. But y'all, anyway, we had a nice visit, and y'all, then it was time. Oh, and we also went through the other outdoor lights to decide where we're going to put all those. But y'all, it was time to record the LFC. And so did that with old Veda. Young Nicholas stayed. He was the peanut gallery. And y'all, while he was, while we were recording, y'all, he set up the Burl Ives tree. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Silver and gold. Y'all, it's an aluminium silver tree, and it's decked out with gold beads and bangles on it, and a big gold star at the top. Y'all, I gotta find me one of those Sam the Snowman from that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to put underneath it. And anyway, young Nicholas left and headed on home, and y'all, I watched the 60 Minutes and caught up on a couple of other things, watched a little bit of the sports ball, and y'all, then I headed to the live chamber, and y'all, slept like a baby. Y'all, evidently my nose bled a little bit during the night. I don't know what, I don't know if I scratched it or what, but I had a little bit of blood on the bedspread, so I'm going to keep an eye on that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got up on Monday. Well, but I'm not going to have time to tell you about Monday, so I'll have to tell you about that on tomorrow's little show. But y'all, I'd ordered that old Crooked. Y'all, did you hear old Crooked Hat talk about his nicknames and said, oh, I don't think I've ever had another nickname, Big Fatty. But anyway, and y'all, you know, I subscribed to that old Crooked Hat bread box, and y'all, and old Crooked Hat got his already, but y'all, I hadn't heard anything from him, so I sent him a little e-letter and said, hey, it's Big Fatty, I hadn't heard anything about my cob in a box. And they said, oh, yes, Big Fatty, we've checked on it, and it'll be going out this week. I said, thank you for calling. But anyway, y'all, I can't believe I filled up that whole 20 minutes. Neither can we, Big Fatty. Unfortunately, there was no content. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy, Ouija. And Ouija, what you got to say?
Big Fatty Kin is my teacher.
Oh, Big Fatty's your teacher? I can only imagine the curriculum of Big Fatty's class.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.